We do note the ongoing desperate attempt from some quarters of the media and others on social media to continue perpetuating this falsehood and seeking to link the president to this gentleman. We've gone further to even obtain confirmation from Timotaj that the video and pictures form part of his original post. He was coming from the airport, he says, going to the Saxon Hotel with Bishop Noel Jones. At the time, I'm informed that this house was under construction. So again, the president had no knowledge of whose house it was. And so we do reject sternly that the president may have been visiting Maumela's house. And that is very far from the truth. It is worth also mentioning that just before the president was appointed the deputy president, he gathered his immediate family and relatives and sternly instructed all of them to either exit or stop any business that they did or intended to do with the government or any state institution. Maumela was not part of that family gathering. He couldn't have been part of that meeting because he's not part of the president's immediate family. It is for this reason that we are going to consistently reject the narrative that seeks to link his existence and whatever else is involved in to the president. It's worth reminding everybody that it was President Ramaphosa who signed the proclamation that has lifted the lid on the extent of the corruption and criminality in and around the Tembisa Hospital.